Subset B is consideration for first reading under Title 18. This is General Commercial District. And Mr. Ainslie, I'll turn it over to you, sir.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. For quite some time, we've had on our to-do list to actually review several of our ordinances, including our Title 18, which is our zoning ordinance. We unfortunately have not gotten to the point yet of reviewing that, as it's a 70 or 80 page ordinance book. But with that being said, we have run across two issues. The first is that the Knuckle Brewery, as I'm sure many are aware, is actually purchasing a piece of property that is currently in the general commercial district. And the Knuckle Brewery is going to be brewing beer at that location, which is going to be employing people and manufacturing a product. Currently, our zoning does not authorize that. It actually prohibits that. The reality is that's the type of use that will likely generate some additional vehicular trips to that area, which will hopefully catalyze some future development there. We understand that you do not want to have general manufacturing occurring in a commercial district, but a brewery probably makes sense because they are going to have some sort of kitchen facility there. They're likely going to have some additional retail there. I mean, there's going to be commercial activities going on there. So we are requesting some change in the language that removes the limitation on businesses to only having five or fewer employees, and that it has to be ancillary to the business model. The reality is a brewing company, that's going to be the bedrock kind of their business model is going to be brewing, of which some of that is going to be consumed on site, but the vast majority is going to be shipped out to a large area. And frankly, I think as a city, we want as much of it shipped out as possible because that's increasing our economy. So that's the first change. The second would be a fairly minimal change, but it is actually removing the present language that prohibits any fast food or drive-in type restaurant in the general commercial district. Again, if you look at the areas where we have general commercial districts, if a Wendy's or Sonic or whatever wanted to move in there, frankly, that makes sense, and those are locations where they should. If you look at where Domino's already located, that is a fast food restaurant, and it's already in the general commercial zone. So this is one of those things that maybe whenever the ordinance was originally adopted and we paid whatever engineering firm came up with this, perhaps it made sense then, but it doesn't really make sense with modern retailing. So we're recommending those two changes. There's some other changes that are included throughout. The vast majority is just deleting some definitions that are included in here that frankly aren't really used, but that's really kind of the core of what we're bringing forward to you.
Any questions for Daniel or any staff from council on this first reading? About public input.
There's general commercial right now that's kind of the majority of the area off of exit 32, kind of along Anna. The majority of that, not all of that, but the majority of the undeveloped property is general commercial, and there's also general commercial that's in the downtown area, also some of it that's on the corner of Lazelle and Junction, that kind of general area. Knuckle would be if you come off of exit 32 and turn onto Anna. It's not the first block, but it's the second block. So right before kind of the section of
the Glover's campground. The campground there.
No, the drive-in movie that they had talked about was actually on Bestian property.
Yeah. This is just on the opposite side of the street of the
Mormon church?
Yeah, the Mormon church.
The LDS church.
Any other questions on this first reading? Public or council?
Can I point out, under permitted uses number one, just that perhaps spelling for locales, L-O-C-A-L-E.
We also like locals, too.
Right. We do like local.
Any other discussion? Is there a motion? With the typo correction.
So moved with the typo correction.
We have a first by Ron. Second. A second by Becca. Any last discussion on first reading, public or council? All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed, a no. That motion carries unanimously. Please note, Faye.